You're listening to Whipple Waffle Live with your hosts, Ben Keys, Shay Haley, and Vanessa Hintz. Only on 91.3 The Edge.
Welcome.
You know, every week I hear the same exact intro.
But we still get hype.
And every week I get hype.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's something about Connor's voice that just, you know, gets you all hype, and the music.
Oh, I was going to say there's something about Whiffle Waffle, but I mean,
okay.
Shout out to Connor too. Cause
real talk, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. What's our show this week?
Shouldn't we introduce ourselves?
Oh, we probably should. And our new guest.
Yeah, probably. On our show.
That seems crucial.
So okay. I'm Vanessa Hintz.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
We've been over this. I'm not a huge fan of Pop-Tarts, but the strawberry one.
Shay, what's your name?
Haley. Ha, just kidding. Haley
flavor?
Is my last name. My favorite
what's your middle name?
Ann.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Shay, Ann,
what's
Ann.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
I don't really eat them all that often, but I don't know. I don't even know all the flavors. The only flavors I know are like the strawberry, blueberry, and fudge.
Oh.
And there like used to be like a hot chocolate one, didn't there?
That hurt my soul.
I'm pretty sure. That's the only ones that I remember.
Yeah, I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben.
And s'mores is my favorite Pop-Tart flavor.
Oh, yeah, there's that one,
too. I'm a sane human being.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
You want to introduce yourself, mystery guest?
Yes, I'm Delaney. And my favorite Pop-Tart flavor is probably cherry.
Wow.
Wow.
Also, going back to Ben's comment about being a sane human being, does a sane human being bring a gallon bag of Skittles to school and watch The Office?
You know, I'm a
sane... In a recording booth.
I'm a sane human being because I like s'mores Pop-Tarts. I never said anything about Skittles. That's
okay.
A whole different story.
Okay. That's another story
for like,
another
I feel
time.
Like The Office kind of balanced out the Skittles, though.
What does that even mean?
Don't question.
Okay,
that's
well.
That's a perfect segue into our
yes,
topic
speaking
today.
Of insane things, cults.
Wow.
What do we think
as
about
in,
them?
Okay, we have
just
to clarify.
Jump right into
we
it,
have
I
to
guess.
Clarify. Cults as in C-U-L-T-S.
Yes.
Cults.
Like the groups that believe in different religious practices.
See, the first time you said Colts, I thought you meant the Colts, as in football.
Yes.
So,
but no.
Glad we clarified that.
Yes, not the football team, but the religious stuff that is happening.
Yeah. I'm pretty thrilled. I'm hoping this lives up to the conspiracy theory show.
Okay, we will try our hardest.
No pressure.
But no promises. So basically, how I sectioned this out, I guess, is I found the weirdest, like, international cults that I could, or, like, the most, I don't want to say popular, but the ones that made, like, the biggest headlines, I went and researched those, and then I found another cult that started in Indianapolis, which we will talk about later, and then to finish it off, we're going to talk about a cult that still exists today in downtown Indianapolis.
Oh.
So, that's what's happening today.
And then hopefully have a show next week.
Yes. Yes, that would be fantastic. So I have one more cult for us to talk about.
I'm thrilled.
Today.
Let's hear it.
And this one actually exists, and it's not that far from us. It is in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wow.
Interesting enough. So I just want to say this is not my personal opinion. This information that I'm getting is from jonestown.sdsu.edu. And this is everything that I'm going to be saying is what the author believes, not my own personal belief, because I don't want to be like out here being like,
so
yo,
in other
this
words,
place.
Please don't hurt us.
Yes. Like this is not my opinion. This is the author's opinion. But basically, there is this church in Indianapolis called the Church in Indianapolis.
Wow.
And yeah, clever name. And I haven't been able to find a ton of information on it. I found their website and I looked into it a little bit, but I couldn't really find anything out of the ordinary. But on this little article that I found about the church, there are a lot of testimonials here. And one of them is a little concerning, I suppose. And this person said, well, All the comments are anonymous on the page, probably for a good reason. But anyways, this says, when determining how similar this group is to Jim Jones's People's Temple, which is the last group we talked about, Kool-Aid Man, as Ben likes to say.
A lot of people died, if you weren't listening.
Is they say, remember three things. One, both Jim Jones and Mike Peter set up their quote-unquote churches in Indianapolis, which that one I didn't really, I was like, okay, cool. Like, they're both in Indianapolis. That's something. But then the second one, they said, both Jim Jones and Mike Peter set themselves up as quote-unquote prophets of God, telling followers that God had given them a new message. And their third point was, Mike Peter's group has now been officially labeled as quote-unquote Indy's scariest group by the magazine Indianapolis Monthly.
I mean, I think the last statement's kind of scary, but I don't think that makes him Jim Jones.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I mean, I didn't look into this myself, so I don't really have my own personal opinion. This is just going off of what other people have said about it. But yeah, this guy's out doing his thing for the church in Indianapolis. Vanessa, you had some cool info about it.
Some information.
Would you like to share
from culteducation.com?
Not our own personal opinion.
No. So apparently, pasted in the middle of the sign they have outside the church and in other people's like houses and stuff like that, there's a sticker that says no soliciting. If you do not know the occupants personally and have not been invited, sales calls are not welcome. And then around the sticker in bold type is, residents of this neighborhood that display this sign request no solicitation of any kind be attempted. So even like the UPS or FedEx people can't like ring the doorbell and ask for a signature. They just have to leave the package. And like all these houses have like black mailboxes with gold letters and everything different from the houses around them. And they have a rubber doormat and it doesn't say anything like not welcome or like nothing like that. And it's all the same for the people that are in this group.
Yeah, that's a little bit creepy.
Yeah. So.
Do you know what you do to you? As long as you, what, ain't breaking the law, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. The more
yeah.
you know. Okay, is it timed?
It is time.
Oh, yep, yep.
Okay, so you have it pulled up?
Delaney has never witnessed the beauty that is about to go down. But here, Wiffle Waffle.
Looking forward to it.
Wiffle
here,
Waffle.
Here, Wiffle Waffle, we've started
waffle.
A new Wiffle Waffle, waffle fight me.
Not Halle. Waffle. We're fight not a me. Breakfast food show.
Che.
We should consider that, though.
Wow, the what's the word? The,
good
now
one.
It's gone from my brain. It's a simple word, too.
Look.
Aggression that just went down was very real. Okay, we have a new tradition here at Wiffle Waffle. We like to close out with a little.
I'm not even gonna say it this time. I'm not even gonna say
Wiffle
it.
Waffle.
All right.
Where we like to close out with a brand new song, not very new, but new to us. It's called Bye Bye Baby, and I hope it's playing loud enough right now because I don't have headphones. But you know what? It is what it is.
It's good.
So Shay, you wanna? Start us out.
I'm not part one. I'm part three. You're
Vanessa? I must say Vanessa. It's
oh,
just, you know.
Go
for it.
You're listening to
Vanessa, you got to get closer. Like, way up on it. There you go.
None of us have headphones. This is wrong.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
WHJE Radio. Listen to us from 7 to 8 p.m. every Sunday.
Our Instagram.
Talk a little louder, Ben. Thank you all for listening. I'm Shay Haley.
I'm Ben Keyes.
I'm Vanessa Hintz.
You're listening to Wiffle Waffle Live on 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Stay beautiful, Carmel, Indiana.